And when you chop that, you know, cut that tree down and replace it with a sapling, you know, people tend to think, you know, it's a renewable resource, but that sapling is definitely not sequestering that carbon out of the atmosphere the same as the mature tree that it's replacing. And then even when they consume the wood in that old tree, only about 50% of that wood is actually used. The rest is turned into sawdust. The branches are cut off. You know, there's a whole lot of the tree which isn't actually turned into valuable wood that is used in making products. You know, I thought it would be, we can just 3D print wood. That was the idea. And I my collaborators, Ronald Rail and Virginia Sanfratello, all of us had an interest in 3D printing wood and using waste materials to upcycle them to make useful objects.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Andrew Jeffrey, co-founder and co-inventor of Forest, a greener future through 3D printed wood. He joins us from Burlington, Mass. Welcome, Andrew.
Hello, Vidya. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what percent of our forests, how many trees are cut down every year?
There's something like 50 billion trees, I think, cut down. That number is, I don't know how many are cut down, but you know how much sawdust is generated every year from the processing of those trees.
But mankind has been engaging in tree cutting activities since time immemorial, right? So is it just the volume has increased so much now that it's causing a problem?
One of the big problems is all of the older large diameter trees have been cut down, and people are now resorting to chopping down or using small diameter timber or small diameter trees to make products. And It's increasingly creating difficulties in making products. And one of the other things is the shortage of timber has led to sort of illegal harvesting of very valuable timbers like teak, you know, some of the ebonies and things like that, where these forests are protected and people are desperately trying to get that wood. So they're being illegally forested to meet that demand.
So when they say that for every tree that they cut down, they plant X number, like two or three, you're saying that is not sufficient because the tree that they cut down is probably 30, 40 years old.
Yeah, the old trees, you know, they're 30 or 40 years old and they're consuming a ton of carbon over their lifetime. And when you chop that, you know, cut that tree down and replace it with a sapling, you know, people tend to think, you know, it's a renewable resource, but that sapling is definitely not sequestering that carbon out of the atmosphere the same as the mature tree that it's replacing. As well as the younger tree not consuming the carbon, just the destruction of that space where that tree stood releases a lot of carbon into the atmosphere as well. So I think sometimes mistakenly think that, you know, because another tree grows, it's a renewable resource. But in terms of, you know, carbon capture, it just isn't the same as leaving that existing tree there.
That's a really interesting point of view. We always just think one-to-one replacement, but the carbon capture component of that, we kind of tend to overlook and ignore. So does United States lead in deforestation, or there are other countries who are ahead of us?
I think the U.S. is fairly good with its, I think the number of trees is, I was up at a wood manufacturing conference last couple of weeks ago. And, you know, they were saying in the state of Maine that there are more trees now growing than there were when Europeans came to the country. They're all sort of, yeah, we're sustainable, but, you know, they sort of neglect to mention that cutting down that the old trees is sort of removing this great resource, which once it's gone, it's gone. And then even when they consume the wood in that old tree, only about 50% of that wood is actually used. The rest is turned into sawdust. There's the branches are cut off. You know, there's a whole lot of the tree which isn't actually turned into valuable wood that is used in making products.
Talking about forestry, one of our earlier guests, their products were made with the sustainable wood from Canada. And from what I recall, the Canadian government let you go in and cut when they decided that the tree was ready to be cut or there were enough trees that were it was okay to cut. Did you know about that program?
No, I don't know about that specific program, although there are sort of sustainable strategies for harvesting timber where, you know, largely preserve the forest and sort of cut down wood in specific diameters and, you know, you keep some of the older trees in place to preserve the sustainability of the forest.
What's wrong with sawdust? Because it's biodegradable.
Well, when it degrades, it releases carbon into the atmosphere. And also a lot of the sawdust is burnt or incinerated. You know, much of it is used as a sort of a low-grade fuel source in other wood processing applications. And it's, you know, it ends up either just lying on the forest floor, it gets burnt, some of it is landfilled. It's